Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by AppletreeMediaWorks.com and the American Federation of Government Employees 2028. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today, we've got Brian Gordon. He's an attorney from Gordon and Ashworth. Brian, welcome to the Union Edge.
Charles, thank you. I'm great to be here.
We appreciate you being here today. You are fighting one of the good fights that is important to everyone within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and quite frankly, I believe it's a national issue. You are fighting against gerrymandering, and quite honestly, I think we're making some progress here in Pennsylvania, aren't we?
I think so. I mean, fingers crossed. So there are two cases that are raging right now, or I should say active right now in Pennsylvania. One is that finished up last week is I'm one of a team of seven lawyers who went under the Elections Clause of the U.S. Constitution. This is right under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution that says that the House of Representatives is to be composed of members chosen by the people, you know, really basic stuff. And then later says that the times, places, and manners of holding elections for representatives shall be prescribed by each state legislature. So the idea is that time, place, and manner restrictions allowing a legislator to run a congressional election isn't a license for them to abuse that right and to pick winners and losers. And in the case of Pennsylvania, there has been a massive gerrymander where the Republican leadership has created a map that has generated out of 18 seats, 13 Republican wins and 5 Democratic wins for the last 3 election cycles based on the 2011 map. It is like, if you remember the old stories about Chicago and shoving votes into the trash can, it is like shoving hundreds of thousands of votes at a time into the trash can where they won't be counted.
Brian, let me ask you a question. Why isn't somebody in jail?
You know, I think some of the most massive vote crimes are the ones that are done in broad daylight, like, you know, voter ID and using the same power to restrict, people coming to the polls who are known by their neighbors. And they suddenly have to pass effectively a literacy test and a poll tax by getting a voter, driver's license, voter ID. And this is another one of those examples. So what they did is very much behind closed doors. They manipulated the boundaries of 18 congressional districts with really 3 goals in mind. And this is how they did it. And we sort of proved this. We did prove this in open court in a clearest of clear ways. So what they did is they got the election performance data for the past decade, and they down to the precinct level. Now, precinct is where you have 2 voting machines. So the territory associated with 2 voting machines, they got that data from across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And they fed in things like the 04 presidential, the 08 presidential, to see which territory was reliably performing for Republicans or Democrats and which was in between. And they literally went through like with a tweezers and selected the boundaries of congressional districts.
Right.
So they packed the Democrats in the cities. And they extended, you know, odd tendrils like for Pittsburgh. They didn't just pick Pittsburgh. That wasn't enough. But they picked the more liberal parts of Allegheny County and left the conservative parts of Allegheny County behind the other districts. So what this does is it cleans out the neighboring districts of Democrats, so they perform more durably Republican. So when you jam Democrats in the cities of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, you literally filter them out or cut them out of the seats surrounding those districts. So that takes care of 2 parts of the map. And then in cities like Erie and Harrisburg and Reading, in those cases, they carefully drew the line either through, if you had a large concentration of Democrats in a city like Erie, they split Erie from its suburbs in order to split the Democrats on either side of the 3rd congressional district and the 5th district. And likewise, in the southeastern Pennsylvania, they carefully drew a line around Reading, and which is Democratic performing, and they added Reading to the Republican 16th to bury those votes. So that was another one of the techniques that we showed in open court. I mean, it was astounding what they did and how clever they were. If I can give you one more tactic they
used. Please, go ahead.
is what they did is they would take a compact district, and this is where compactness is so important, and it was perhaps in the east of Pennsylvania or those districts in the west, and they would elongate the district toward the center of Pennsylvania, toward you know, strong Republican areas, in order to make them more Republican performing. But they have fewer Republicans than Democrats, so they not only had to pack the Democrats in, but use the Republican votes efficiently in order to guarantee Republican wins. And they disguised this under the notion of, we were just protecting incumbents, which is allowed under the Constitution. Or, we didn't do anything wrong. So if you have a previously gerrymandered map, and if you perhaps have 12 Republican incumbents instead of 18, and there's already, as their own expert testified, an advantage, a strong advantage for incumbents. When you give the Republicans a gerrymandered R+1, R+2 performing district, and you add to that the advantage of incumbency, which might be another 5 to 8% of the vote, they win. And they determine the outcomes of virtually all of the 18 districts in the state.
Brian, I hate to say it, we have to get out of here. I want to get you back to talk about this. But aren't they even using very highly precise mapping software that can dial it down to specific blocks and which houses on the block to pull?
Yes, they are. They are. And great part of the story is we have these two brilliant techies, a 29-year-old guy in a tech firm in Philly named Dan McGlone, and a graduate student in physics from Caltech who's at Penn with her husband. And they were able to break open their data, which was given to us under court order, and then they had to still crack it open. And they found that, yes, they were using data down to the block level, the census block level. So they were looking at how individual blocks and cities, or like the side of your street if you live in a suburb, perform in choosing which district they went in. And when you fill the map with Republican versus Democratic performing, you know, red for Republican, blue for Democrat, you literally saw the boundaries of the districts they came up with drawn. Like they came up where they distributed Democratic performing territory, like between the 13th and the 7th to the 13th, and the Republican performing territory to Pat Meehan in the 7th. It was outrageous. They stole 3 consecutive congressional elections.
There you go. Do we have hope of reversing this?
Yes. So there's 2 cases. The Ager case, and Lou Ager is a good union guy from the eastern part of the state. Our case is under the U.S. Constitution. And if we win, we could knock down gerrymandering in the country. The other case, which is going on right now, is in Harrisburg, and that's the League of Women Voters case. And it's another group of attorneys. And if they win under the Pennsylvania Constitution, going up to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, which is now has a majority of Democrats, if they win, they will knock down gerrymandering in Pennsylvania, and the maps will have to be redrawn in a fair manner that respects counties, respects municipalities, and communities of interest.
Brian, I want to thank you for what you guys are doing. I want to get you back. We are out of time for today, but people should go to concernedcitizensfordemocracy.org, correct?
Right, right. That's the local group. But this stuff is it's so important, and I feel like it's an act of patriotism to stop my practice and to turn to this for these last 6 weeks.
Can we get you back again soon here?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Brian A. Gordon of Gordon and Ashworth, go to concernedcitizensfordemocracy.org. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.